I grew up not worried about getting kidnapped because I was always a husky kid. I figured I would be a lot harder to kidnap.
You think so? But you can't run. You can run.
No, they'd look in the window and go, oh, we can't carry him. So, you know, no. Let's go find somebody lighter. We always consider ourselves to have a really tough job. I mean, we have to get up early in the morning. We have to drink coffee, and we had to look at today's headlines and try to make it funny for y'all.
And say tough things and get words out.
I know.
Without swearing.
I have to put on pants and not swear too much.
But what are the really dangerous jobs? Gina's found a list of like the dangerous jobs.
The tough jobs.
Yes. So there's the top 10 toughest jobs in America.
Okay.
And I'll read the top five with an honorable mention.
Okay.
Can I guess?
Yes, yeah, I guess.
I'm just going to see if this is on the list.
Okay.
A dangerous job. I'm going to say a firefighter?
Yes, that's number one.
That is number one.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Number one.
Yeah. Oh, credit to our firefighters.
No kidding.
Every day.
They run toward the danger.
Yeah. What else is on the list?
Okay, number two is construction worker. Which,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have things fall on you.
Yeah. Sure. Member of the military.
Right.
Oh, yeah, totally, anytime.
A doctor.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, going through that much school, that would be
tough. Yeah.
I don't know.
The most dangerous jobs. It's the toughest jobs.
Oh, toughest
is this
jobs.
List.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a difficult job.
Okay.
It is. Dealing, like, possibly killing somebody, that would be a tough job.
Yeah.
Right. Like, oopsie.
Yeah.
Your
you
bad
make the
days.
Wrong cut. Oops.
It's horrible for them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then number five is a cop.
Yeah.
Oh,
very
sure.
Dangerous job.
Oh, crazy.
Honorable mention is an astronaut. Number seven.
Oh, like Katy Perry.
Right.
She says she had a really tough time in those 11 minutes that she was an astronaut.
Yeah. They were tough 11. Tough 11 minutes, yeah.
It is worth noting, though, that the characters from The Village People dominated the top five.
That's right.
Their original lineup had a construction worker, a cop, and a member of the military. However, cowboy, Native American, and mustachioed biker didn't make the list.
Oh.
They went 3 for 6, I guess.
Well, according to Ancestry.com, I am 14% Native American, so I'm okay with it.
You're an honorary village person.
Yeah. I will represent my Native American brothers and sisters in the village people.
I'm sure they're so proud of you.
I know.
Yes. This is who we want to represent us.
Thank you for noticing. I'm going to open up a casino in Tunica.
Can I put an honorable mention in for the toughest?
Yeah.
Anybody who has to drive to get to their work in Nashville or Middle Tennessee.
Everybody's got a tough time.
You are taking your life in your hands.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody that is in the worst traffic of the day every day. You're amazing.
That's right.
Good job.
Pat yourself on the back, but don't take your hands off the steering wheel when you do it, okay? Three things you want to know this morning. With all the tariffs, they say there could be a toy shortage. The president said instead of getting a little girl 30 dolls, maybe two or three would be enough.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah. We have three dollies. They've cast three women to play Dolly Parton in the Dolly musical.
Whoa.
I guess playing Dolly at different stages of her career.
Oh,
young, middle age, and current.
Yeah, and I guess it's going really well. They've sold out. They have added a couple more weeks to the run at the Belmont University Fisher Center. So
that's awesome.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Pepsi has been knocked out of the top three for sodas in the United States. Obviously, Coke is number one.
Right.
Pepsi had been knocked down to number three by Dr. Pepper last year. And now Sprite has jumped into the third spot, knocking Pepsi down again out of the top three.
And those are all Coca-Cola products.
Except Pepsi, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you know, Dr. Pepper and Sprite.
I have to say, I mirror this because probably a few years ago, I used to drink Pepsi and switched to Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, yeah. Great. Now I'm a Dr. Pepper every afternoon. One a day. It's my medicine.
The analysts are saying, what's Jim drinking today?
So scientists have found that when you get older, there's around three ages that you start to accelerate your aging. So it's 36, 44, and 60. So those three ages, it kind of like it boosts.
It catches up to you.
Catches up to you a little bit.
Oh, wow.
And then, of course, they say like to stay healthy as you age, make sure you're eating healthy food, you're exercising and sleeping well.
Yeah, and doing all those things that no one does, yeah.
Literally. Avoiding too much stress and alcohol. Like, yeah, thank you. Thank you for that sage advice.
Self-checkout is checking out. The checkout aisles at Target stores are either going away or being reduced.
Scaled down quite a bit.
Yeah, they're getting rid of a lot of them. Target says it's because of theft.
Yeah. I can imagine that.
They've been specifically targeted by a lot of, we'll say, kind of not super organized crime, but plenty of it.
Right.
And people are selling the items they steal from Target kind of like on Facebook Marketplace and eBay.
Right.
Wow.
So I guess it's resulted in, you know, millions of dollars worth of theft.
I don't care for the self-checkout at Target because they always have a camera there that takes your picture.
Oh, yeah.
And it's never a flattering picture.
Right. Right.
Well, and they put so many,
it's not like your driver's license. I want to get cleaned up before I have the picture.
Right?
I got to take a shower and wash my hair before I go to a Target. I can look
nice.
You
have to make yourself look good. They always have those like little things you have to take off, too, from an employee.
Oh, right.
Like the
anti-theft.
Yes.
Oh, right, right.
Little plastic.
Yeah. I will say Target does better than Walmart because there's always an employee there. Where at Walmart, you have to like hunt one down.
Sometimes, yeah, there's nobody there
forever
to supervise you.
Yeah.
Right, right. They say, you know, they made more self-checkout things during COVID.
Sure.
Because nobody wanted to be around anybody else.
Yeah, they didn't want to have contact with other humans, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But they're getting rid of them. People are going on Reddit and showing pictures of, like, empty spaces where the checkout lane was in their store. So it's definitely starting to happen.
Interesting.
Could turn out good because, you know, they have to hire more humans.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of mixed reactions. I was reading the comments, and people are like, oh, I don't want to make people, you know, do more labor, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
But I think what they're really saying is, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Because
there's so many times where you're going, like, okay, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, but I've got to stop at the store, and I got to grab something. You grab some stuff, and you're going, I just want to, I don't even want to talk to anyone.
I don't want
to
chit chat.
I want to go home and collapse. So
let me just
self check out.
That's like the Uber driver that doesn't talk the whole time and gets 5 stars. Thank you for not interacting with me.
That's right. I know. So we've become like so antisocial.
Yeah.
Really, you got to admit it. Like, as much as I hate to admit it,
I'm
totally there. Oh, wait. No, here's a press release from Target.
Mm.
They said, we are not removing the self checkout stations.
Well, that's good.
Oh
wait. Where's our self-checkout station? It was there 5 minutes ago.
Oh, no.
Somebody stole it. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood. It's a pretty cool story. There is a baby donkey in Scotland that has two mommies. What happened is a guy on a farm had two donkeys that were pregnant.
Okay.
Both of them gave birth at the same time. Sadly, one of the baby donkeys was stillborn.
Oh,
okay. So the mommy donkeys did know which one it was.
Really?
So they decided to take care of them together.
Oh.
In almost a King Solomon-like moment.
Yes. Oh, that's amazing.
It's really sweet. And of course, the farmer has an outrageous accent, as he explains.
This story has captured everyone's hearts. I actually think that since the foal's been born, they've got closer. And they've almost became one. I think it's beautiful, I think it's remarkable, and I can't quite believe that it's happened.
Oh, I love his accent.
I know, I do too.
The picture of the little baby donkey and the mommies is really cute.
That's heartwarming.
That.
I love that.
We have it on our Facebook, so you can check it out.
Very cool.
Follow Woody and Jim and Totally Hits Nashville. This Mood Boost brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company, where Woody and I went to lunch yesterday.
Yeah.
Had another great
Berry
lunch.
Hill, it was awesome. We had a great lunch.
Oh, man, it's so good. And you will not be hungry for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Wake up to wow at Maple Street Biscuit Company in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
You kind of came in traumatized this morning. Now, tell us the backstory of why this is traumatic for
you. Yes. So, Elizabeth Smart, she got kidnapped in like the 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Early 2000s.
That was a huge story, yeah. Mm-hmm,
I was in grade school at the time.
Okay.
And I don't know. It just kind of triggered something in me that I thought I was going to get kidnapped.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, too, there were quite a few kids getting kidnapped.
Yeah, it was kind of a common story.
Yeah, like serial killers were out, kidnappers were in.
Well, you grew up in the Pacific Northwest.
In Seattle,
where, yeah, there's serial killers like on every block.
Right. So
no offense.
No. So it kind of like triggered something in me. I don't know. And when my family and I went camping one summer, I was 13 at this time, and my mom had just bought the book that either Elizabeth Smart put out or her parents did. But on the back cover, I remember the color, it was an orange cover.
Yeah.
And on the back were the pictures, like the mugshots of her kidnappers.
Oh, the people who kidnapped her.
So
right.
I knew what they looked like.
Uh-huh.
And as a young kid, that's probably not the best idea because I would have nightmares.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All the things. And yeah, thinking that
I'm
next.
You're paranoid about it already.
Right.
And then you see that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we go on this family vacation and it's towards the end. It's the last couple of days. And I would not leave my mom's sight. And she was like, go off, go ride your bike. Like, I stayed in the cabin. I was freaked out.
Go play unattended in the woods somewhere.
Literally. And I wouldn't. Like, I would not leave the cabin because I was so freaked out because I saw a truck drive in when I was riding my bike. And it looked like the two kidnappers. But I didn't tell her. I didn't tell anybody. You know, whatever. And so a couple days later after we got home, I told my mom and she was like, oh my gosh, Gina, they're in prison. They're like, they're never coming out. You're fine. Well, Wanda Barzi, who was the woman who helped kidnap Elizabeth Smart, is out.
She's been released from prison.
She's been released. She was in for 15 years. So she's been out for a couple years.
Now, but her husband or the...
He has life.
He's in life in prison. Yeah.
Yes. But she's out. But now she violated parole because she was on the sex offender list because she did some naughty things to Elizabeth Smart.
Yes.
And she was found in Salt Lake City visiting two parks. And that violates her parole.
Oh, being near children in any way.
And
yeah.
She's claiming that she was commanded to do it by the Lord.
Oh.
And
oh,
all of the things.
Yeah.
And so I'm traumatized now. I'm sure Elizabeth Smart is traumatized.
Yeah, this woman is out in public now.
Yeah. Mm. So she violated her parole. There's no update yet on like what's going to happen, but I'm assuming something will because... If you're a sex offender, you can't be visiting park.
I grew up not worried about getting kidnapped because I was always a husky kid.
Oh.
I figured I would be a lot harder to kidnap.
You think so? But you can't run.
No, they'd look in the window and go, oh, we can't carry him. So, you know, no. Let's go find somebody lighter. We are ready to play Gender Wars. So why don't we do that?
Bringing on our contestants for today, we have Derek and Gallatin. Hey, Derek.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Glad to have you.
And for the ladies, we have Cassie in Nashville. Hey, Cassie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's warm up our brains with a Get Acquainted question.
Yeah. Let's start with you, Cassie. What would you like to outlaw, if you could?
Not putting your buggy back in the buggy corral at the grocery store.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Preach.
Yep. What about you, Derek? What would you outlaw if you could?
Well, I've got to agree with that one, but I think mine is going to be social media. I can't stand social media.
Yeah.
It's pretty much ruined all of humanity.
Yeah.
I agree.
Here I am using it, and I know it's terrible.
I know.
Thanks, Derek.
Yep.
That's a good one. You guys each have a screen you can use if you get in trouble. Let's start things off. Multiple choice.
Okay, Cassie, here we go. Tito's, Wheatley, or Smirnoff? What vodka brand says their vodka tastes like America?
Tito's, Wheatley, or what else was the last one? Smirnoff?
Smirnoff, yeah.
Wheatley.
Wheatley is right.
Woo!
Okay. See the billboards all over.
Good job. It's 1-0.
Okay, Derek. Does Schwarzkopf sell shoes, hair care products, or yoga pants?
Oh, man. Can you say the name again?
I'll try. Schwarzkopf.
I have no clue, but I'm just gonna guess yoga pants.
Oh, no. It's hair care products.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
It is.
Hard to pronounce, hard to read.
Okay, you got a 1-0 lead. You can build on that right now, Casey. Stan Lee is the creator of what iconic comic book and film company?
Is it Marvel?
Marvel. Yes. That's right. Wow. Yep. Okay, you got a 2-0 lead. That means, Derek, you've got to get this one if you want to stay in the game.
Okay, you got this. Skipper is the younger sister doll of what famous girl icon?
Oh, Barbie.
Barbie! Yes. There you go.
There we go.
You got one. There you go.
Still alive.
Okay, Cassie, you can still win it outright if you get this one right. The Ebonite Factory in Hopkinsville, Kentucky makes equipment for what sport?
Bowling
ball? Bowling
ball. You got it.
Whoa.
I was on a bowling team in high school.
Oh.
No way.
Look at Cassie, knowing her balls.
That's right. Oh, Derek, you were a terrific sport and a fun guy to play the game.
Yeah, we hope you'll play again real soon.
Yeah, you must.
Man.
Cassie.
Hey, I appreciate you guys.
Oh, we appreciate you. Thanks for listening and playing. We're going to give Cassie the tickets for the Raiders of the Lost Ark, the Indiana Jones movie they're going to play at the Nashville Symphony while the symphony plays live.
That's
the score
cool.
of the movie.
Let us know if you'd like to play Gender Wars. We do it twice a day at 7:20 and 8:20 weekday mornings with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3 FM.
So Aldi has an unspoken policy, I guess, and you've probably taken advantage of it, but you don't know.
Yeah.
So they mark down food products that are nearing expiration within like a 5-day window.
Mm-hmm.
They mark them down from 30 to even like 75% off.
Wow.
You can even ask their employees like, hey, do you have any food that's expiring? And you can get it discounted.
You got any eggs that are about to go bad back there?
Yeah. Get those for 75% off. So
I've been
taking advantage of that policy, but I didn't realize it. So
yeah.
Now it's an actual thing and you can actually go up to an employee and ask. So
what's about to be rotten? Let me have it.
And I'll eat it today.
That's funny. Three things you want to know this morning. You know, we all know that eventually AI will murder us or enslave us. But for now, it needs us. I guess, have you gone through fast food restaurants where they have the AI at the speaker?
I haven't done that yet.
Where they'll go like, welcome to name of restaurant. Will you be using our mobile app? And you say no, and then finally you go, what can I get for you? apparently, AI gets it all wrong a lot of times when you make your order, especially if you have a customized order.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. With a special thing you want on your burger or not want on it, and a human has to step in for now.
Oh, wow.
So,
poor AI.
Yeah.
Yep. One person gets to keep their job.
That's right.
So another person that gets to keep their job is Predators coach Andrew Burnett, who was the coach, who's been the coach for the last 2 years. Yesterday, general manager Barry Trotz said that he will be continuing as the Predators head coach. A lot of fans not happy.
Mm.
Obviously, the worst season probably in history of the organization.
We had a really
years.
Good team on paper. But
yeah. And they were the worst in the league right
yeah.
there at the bottom.
Yeah.
So we'll hopefully next year have a complete turnaround.
Mm.
But we'll see.
Yeah. Man.
Keeping a good thought.
Cautiously optimistic.
Well, there is a new parenting trend going around. It's called FAFO, and it's F around and find out.
Yep.
Technically defined as letting your kids experience the natural consequences of their actions without getting too involved.
Ah.
So the opposite of helicopter parenting.
That's good.
Right.
Yeah. So I will definitely be instilling that in my children in the future.
Right.
You don't want to wear your rain jacket when it's raining? Cool.
Yeah.
Have fun
it's
getting
not
wet.
Not a catastrophe.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, helicopter parents, kids don't know how to do anything for themselves.
No.
Right.
You know, like they can't open a banana.
Right.
They can't, write an email at work.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Without mom stepping in or dad.
Yeah.
Let them make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they learn. Over the last few days, we've had monumental days. We've had May the 4th be with you. Yesterday was a Cinco de Mayo. And today is a couple of important days. They kind of globbed it all into one day. But today is National Teachers Day.
Yeah.
So, you know, thank a teacher for all the great work they do. They do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Go through a lot. They don't get paid very much.
Yep.
So, yeah.
They have to deal with our bratty kids.
Exactly. Giving the parents a break. Also, it is National Nurses Day.
Yeah. Well, another job I would not want.
Yeah, I mean, that we always said, you know, we admire nurses because they're not afraid to touch nasty things.
Yeah, and they deal with nasty people, too.
Yes. So, you know, give a high five to a nurse if they're not in the middle of something.
Yeah. They're not doing stitches or cleaning out bedpans.
Exactly. All the glamorous work. Okay, let's do another Woody and Jim Show podcast. Extra, extra, extra.
So, Gina, you have seen some of the top offending things somebody can do in a movie theater.
Kicking off the list is arriving late. So you're coming in late after it's already started, and you're searching for your seat. And now we have, like, assigned seats.
Yeah,
that's weird.
So it's almost kind of worse, because if you're sitting next to somebody after the movie's already started, like, that's mm-hmm. irritating.
Yeah.
And they come in, and they're like, oops, excuse me. And you're like, man, I'm missing the movie.
All right, they're looking for their seat. And yes. You can't see because the lights are down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Talking loudly or snacking loudly.
Yeah, it's like when the movie starts and people start fumbling with the wrappers of the candy bars, or, you know, eating popcorn too loud.
And that one's like a little more tolerable to me. It's more the talking or like the reactions people have sometimes.
Yeah. Talking, I think, is worse than reactions. Like, if somebody's like laughing or scared or astonished.
That's
like,
kind of what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Right. But it's like, okay, why didn't you talk before you came to the movie?
Right. I had a roommate who we went to a movie once, and I think it was Top Gun and Maverick, like the second one. And she would be like, oh my gosh, he is not. Oh my gosh, he did not.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
That would drive me crazy.
So there was those kinds of reactions.
Don't
and I was
do
like,
that.
Shut up. Up.
Those
don't
are not
that.
Normal.
No, I wanted to leave so bad.
We don't
bad.
Need your running commentary, woman.
Or if you're sitting in front of somebody who's already seen the movie and they're there with a friend and they're going to tell them what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the shark's going to come out in a second. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. Quiet, sir.
Thanks for ruining that for everybody.
Yeah. Another one kind of goes hand in hand with the first one, but using your phone.
Yeah.
Just dim it, at least.
Yeah, right. Silence it, put it on vibrate or whatever, and don't talk on the phone.
Right.
Yeah. You know, text somebody if you have to. But I was in a theater once, and some guy just picks up his phone and goes, who dis?
Oh, no.
So I was saying, like, okay, you're not willing to talk to somebody during the movie. You're willing to talk to anybody during the movie. I just want everybody to know this movie is a distant second to what I'm talking about on the phone.
Oh,
here.
My gosh.
It said unknown number, and I said, sounds good.
I would like to meet a stranger.
Another one is putting your feet on someone else's seat.
Oh, yeah.
I have my feet up, like, constantly.
Sure.
But if somebody's sitting in front of me, I don't put my feet up. Like, that's gross and rude.
If somebody does that and they have their feet on your armrests, you should take your socks off and flip them over the back of your seat.
That's happened to me on airplanes, too, where, like, their bare feet are on your armrest, and you're get the F
worst.
Away from me.
Yeah. And when you're trying to relax with those nice airplane seats, they go back one millimeter.
Yeah.
Oh, this is relaxing.
Oh, this is so much better.
And then the last but not least, it doesn't really affect, like, moviegoers as much, but it's leaving your trash behind.
Yeah.
Just inconsiderate.
I mean, especially after the Minecraft movie where people explode during the chicken jockey scene.
They're throwing stuff.
And you know those movie theater attendants aren't getting paid too much, but really.
They got to go get hazmat outfits to come in and clean up.
Yeah.
Be aware. It's not just you watching the movie. Everybody's in there.
I know. You're not at home.
Yeah.
Right.
Be on your best behavior.
Yeah. Yes.
Make a still mess in your own house. Yeah.
I sound like
shut up and watch the movie.
I'm a teacher on a field trip. All right, everybody. Behave.
That's right.
And hold hands and nobody gets lost.
I don't want to be disappointed in you. Back to the podcast.